Hi, this is Nick at the Bank of Cardiff. Is this Will?
Yeah, it's Will.
Hey, Will. Was it you that sent over the emails with everything?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just missing one thing. It's the first page from the tax return to go with that K-1.
Okay, you need the first page.
Yeah, I do. If you could send that over, that'd be great.
That right now.
I appreciate it. Is John around?
Yeah, hang on a second.
Thanks. All right, thanks.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Fucking phone's echoing.
Hello.
Hey, John, it's Nick at Cardiff. I hate to bug you again. I'm about to submit everything. I just wanted to ask you one good question here. When we've talked the first time, you told me the capital was going to be for inventory.
Yes.
So can you just elaborate a little?
And working capital, payrolls, and all that kind of stuff. Just running
okay.
The business. I'm not buying any hard assets.
No, okay. I got you. But for the inventory, I just want to give a good picture to the underwriter, because obviously you grow your own vegetables. So can you just elaborate a little bit more on the inventory?
Yeah, we increased our acres and took on some more, have more product. And then that's what it is. So I tell you, this is off the record. We're between changing banks, okay? Not the bank that where we keep our checking account. There's nothing to do. Our lender, our long-term lender, if we're going with a long-term company rather than a short-term money with a Regions Bank, we're getting out of them, going a 25-year loan at 4% interest. And meanwhile, we are operating internal funds, and we're sort of running low on funds because we don't have an operating loan with that bank now because we're changing banks. As soon as we get, this would take us 60 days to change these banks, the paperwork and all, yada, yada, yada. And so we need a bridge loan to keep us going. But if I like the way y'all operate, I'm going to keep y'all on hand for emergency money, reserve money, a door that we can get money in case we need it.
Yeah, okay. I got you. All right. I just want to – there's
That's
a big
the
difference
truth,
between –
I mean, you just
yeah.
We just changed and we're operating without – we've been operating without a dadgum budget for a year and a half, operating on internal funds, and – We spend a couple of $1 million or so putting in these crops and all, and then they start coming back in June all the way through December. One of them, we're also in the sod business. We supply sod to Tallahassee, Florida, and all these, which is a growing city, the capital of Florida, and it's just got all kind of business going. And we just, because of that working loan is on hold, so we change hands to this other long-term company, then they'll furnish enough money to keep this place going. Then it'll be cheap money for 25 years. I think I made a good
nice
deal.
I think so. So I want to just make sure that there's obviously between 250,000 to 500,000. You know, there's a huge difference, right? It's twice as much money. It's a lot of money.
We'll be able to get you. It takes a million and a half to grow these tomatoes. It takes another close to $1 million to grow this potato crop. It takes a lot of money to keep a sod going. And then we'll be putting in a couple hundred acre of watermelons behind these tomatoes and another tomato crop, which will be bigger than the one before, which will take close to $2 million to grow it. And meanwhile, you need money because we're transitioning, I told you, from that bank to long-term money without a dang operating loan.
Okay.
We're paying that bank off.
Is 250 enough? Should I bother even trying to get 250, or should I just go for closer to 500?
I'd rather go to 500.
Okay. So maybe we'll come up with some options.
What's that figure on the 500?
I don't know yet. I'm just about to submit everything. I just want to have my ducks in a row when I give it to underwriting so we get you the best program and the best rates. So
I'm going to keep a 100 or 200 in reserve just where I won't ever run out of money to pay y'all with. I'm going to just keep it. Okay? I'm not going to spend all that money. I'm going to have mine sitting over there in a reserve account that where I can fund it every week in case my something slows down on receivables or whatever, you know. I can still pay y'all. I'm not going to sit up in my britches now. I'm going to cover that base.
Yeah.
I'm going to have y'all covered.
Okay.
That's my plans. I'm going to have a reserve.
Okay.
I don't want you to spend all that money. I'm going to put some more reserves. Well, a couple of months, I won't have to worry about paying y'all. Till I
okay.
Sell the tomato crop, cash in on all this other stuff I got going. We'll be bringing in several millions of dollars in the next 6 months, you know. 4 or 5 million or more. So it just takes money to get there, my friend, and nothing's gotten cheaper to produce by no means.
I know that's the truth. Okay. So I'm gonna run some options through underwriting.
What is the real name of your company? What do you call it?
The Bank of Cardiff.
Bank. Y'all are really a bank?
We're not a depository institution, so we don't have account holders.
Do you read the Wall Street Journal?
I do read the Wall Street Journal.
An article in there about the lending club? You ever heard
of
that?
Didn't they just they fired their
fired three of them.
Yeah.
He was using money for what, like all of them, you know, his personal trying to buy stuff. I didn't read that close. I got scared. I said, look, Let's hope y'all aren't in that shape. Aren't in that boat, are you?
No.
Somebody always takes advantage of these situations, though. You know, the money floating around out there, and they're the head CEO. They get to thinking it's all theirs, and the next thing you know, they misusing the funds.
No, let me tell you, the owners of this bank have their money in it. It's their skin in the game. So that's why, you know, we're risk-based, but we're not, we'll help people that are in trouble.
Yeah.
But we won't help people that are, you know, got one foot in the grave, you know. So
in the grave, because we're getting a loan with the insurance company. It's going to be around $8 million.
Okay.
We're switching from one to the other, long-term money, which I think on my part is smart. I'm gonna
of course it is.
At 4% for 25 years. I'd probably be dead.
That's free money.
Yeah, I think it's a good deal. They said, well, you could do it for 10 for 3.87 or something like that. So I ain't studying that anymore. Well, you could change it in 10 years for no extra cost. I mean, you don't have to make a new loan. You just go to the next figure, whatever it is. It might be cheaper. Might be higher, too. I said, I'll take the 4. I'm not going to be a pig and get slaughtered. I'm going to take my 4 and run.
Yeah.
Right on another tick, you lose 5 ticks.
Yep.
That's what I always do.
Yeah. What's that expression? You reminded me of it. I haven't heard it in a long time. It's like, so what gets fat and the pigs get slaughtered?
Yeah, that's right.
What's the animal they say gets fat?
They say the pig gets fat and the hog gets slaughtered. That's what it is.
That's what it is it? Yeah.
That's what it is. No, I'm going to keep me a reserve. I'm going to have me a reserve. I'm going to have y'all covered. Don't worry, I'm not spending
all that
money. I'm not going to blow my $500,000 tomorrow if that's what you're thinking about. No.
No, I just want to get you the best pricing.
Plus,
and
we're
going to
be
having
money coming in here, see. The subsidy. That's not the only money we're going to have. If I get to into July, I'll have $2 million coming in here, cash and all that crop money. Oh, so that's where I'm going to be. We're just getting to that transition period. But then we'll have the money covered with that. We'll be 60 days, we'll be into that other loan with long-term money, and there's a $2 million operating loan built into that money that we're getting too. Long-term money.
Oh, wow.
Then there'll be an operating loan in there too. So that's the way that works. I'm just telling you how it is. That's my business. I hope you don't promote it all over the world.
No, we want to know. I know it's like business owners are trained after working with like national banks like Wells Fargo, for example, that you can't say too much because they hold it against you. Where we want to know so we can get you in the right program, get you the right money, because maybe what's instead of borrowing 500, if we get you 300, but we offer 100 as part of concurrent funding, so you take it if you need it. If you know you're running into trouble down the road, you can just give me a call and we can just add it to the loan, right?
When do you add that fixed commission or whatever you want to call it, or interest or whatever?
No. Not with concurrent funding. That's why
y'all straight up. Y'all ain't one of these hook 'em and whatever I call it, hook and crook 'em. Y'all ain't one of them outfits.
You've been in business a long time, and there's a reason for it, and the same reason we've been in business a long time, you know. It's We do right by people.
You want, but you won't get me again. That's what I always tell somebody.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to get you again because we're going to give you – we're going to put our best foot forward.
You got to have something to live with, though. You've got to be – you can't get it all from one person. All that. Just get him, drain him because he won't be there.
That's our philosophy. You know, we don't make enough money off one loan, right? So, you know, we want to treat you right, and we'd rather make a little bit of money off a lot of people and have a good reputation instead of, you know – trying to churn one customer at a time. That's hard work, you know? I'd rather you keep coming back. That's what I've done. You know, I do loans for the same people over and over again.
Yeah, well, that's what I want to be. I'm trying to build a relationship where we might, when we get all this other money, I'll be paying back. And so, but I want to keep me a door open so if something ever happens, I'll have me a reserve fund that I can tap on. That'd be you.
Right, and that's what the thing about the loan and the options that I'm going to present is some of them might be a lesser initial amount, like $250, $300 or something, but you have the option of concurrent funding where you're not going to be paying interest on top of interest.
Well,
it's just in a month or two.
I wouldn't mind saying, looking at three. What dictates that is what's $300 fee on $300, what's fee on $500, you know. I'm going to call it fee or your commission, whatever you want to call it, your interest. I don't know what you're going to call it.
Right. You can call it whatever. You know,
but I mean, if one of them is drastically worse than the other and more than the other, then what's the deal?
Well, because it's unsecured. Right. Well, I just know from experience that 500 is more expensive than 300. You know, I'm looking at the banks, I'm looking at the tax return. I think we're going to get a great deal for you. But I think, when it comes to unsecured money, 500 is. You know, but I know you want it in a short term, so let's just see what happens. We're going to present some options to you and see what the best fit is, okay?
Anyway, we're not going to Las Vegas with the money, I guarantee you that.
Well, I'm not going to ever check, you know, once we give you the money, it's yours.
That's a loser to start with, I already know that.
Yeah, I hear you. I went there once 15 years ago, I haven't been back.
I always say that a plane load of losers leaving and a plane load... people think they're going to break the bank, and then they'll be on that boat going back out and losing.
That's the truth.
Buy an airplane, they get out of town.
They don't own those casinos in the middle of the desert for no reason.
I've been out there with some high roller friends of mine way back yonder. I didn't ever see them win no money. If they won, they say, they won back what they lost. That's what they call winning.
Yeah, if you break even in Vegas for a week, you're doing real good.
That's what they figure is winning. A lot of them didn't win nothing. They left it all out there. Of course, they took it. What they took, they said, well, that's what they figured. They could lose it. That's fine. They lost it. That's what they figured. I know a lot of high rollers got big credit out there. They just roll and roll. Yep. And then they'll be calling them at the house. Won't know when they're going to give them the money back. I've seen that happen, too. I've seen them ride up in a big black limousine. Won't know where their money was, too.
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
And I believe it.
Front, they sit out front and always waiting on you come out and give them their money. They sit right there. They wasn't playing. Anyway, let me know what you can do.
I'm going to give you a call tomorrow.
In the morning.
I'm going to give you a call tomorrow morning.
All right, let me know.
I'm going to let you know where we're at. All right. Thanks, Sean.